We love our nice, stable, reliable sun. It never pulses to high output to toast us, nor plummets to freeze us. Still, it does vary in output for incompletely known reasons. That variation in output is linked to a cold medieval time, the Maunder Minimum. High output also correlates with mass ejections of material from the sun's corona, a hazard to our satellites and to any space travelers. Still, over a recent 5-year span, solar energy flux varied up and down only 0.1% at the most. Recently, Timo Reinhold and colleagues in Germany, Korea, and Australia finished analyzing measurements from 369 stars that are very much like our sun in temperature, content of chemical elements, and a measure of size and mass. That's a lot of very sophisticated work with telescopes. The sun-like stars ranged in a regular pattern in their current variability from even less than the sun to about 8 times more. One possibility is that the sun is a member of a group that always has low variability and is nice for us on Earth. The other is that many or most sun-like stars may go through periods of low variability and then high variability. Data from the sun pelting Earth's chemical elements to make other elements indicates that the sun has been stable for about 9,000 years. But that's the wink of an eye on the scale of the sun's lifetime. We may be in for interesting times. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.